Zadanie pierwsze. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania do tekstu pierwszego.
Text 1. One summer, an elderly gentleman moved to a house in a peaceful street near a school. Then the school year began. Every day, three boys walked down the street, banging on every trash can they passed on their way. The man approached them and said, "I love what you're doing. I did the same when I was your age. I'll give each of you a dollar a day if you keep doing this." The kids were thrilled and continued to bang the trash cans on the street every day. After a few days, when the man met the boys again, he said, "I've had some unexpected expenses, so now I can only pay you 50 cents a day." The noisemakers weren't happy, but they accepted his offer. A few days later, the old man told them he had to lower their wages again. "Only 25 cents?" the boys exclaimed. "No way, we quit." And from that day on, the man could enjoy peace and quiet around his house again.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
One summer, an elderly gentleman moved to a house in a peaceful street near a school. Then the school year began. Every day, three boys walked down the street, banging on every trash can they passed on their way. The man approached them and said, "I love what you're doing. I did the same when I was your age. I'll give each of you a dollar a day if you keep doing this." The kids were thrilled and continued to bang the trash cans on the street every day. After a few days, when the man met the boys again, he said, "I've had some unexpected expenses, so now I can only pay you 50 cents a day." The noisemakers weren't happy, but they accepted his offer. A few days later, the old man told them he had to lower their wages again. "Only 25 cents?" the boys exclaimed. "No way, we quit." And from that day on, the man could enjoy peace and quiet around his house again.
Zapoznaj się z treścią zadania do tekstu drugiego.
Text 2. Jane, people are reading fewer and fewer books, so how does your library keep its doors open?
When I noticed a significant drop in the number of users, I felt at a loss. I could either reduce our opening hours or close the library altogether. However, I knew that many library users would be shocked and upset if I had to give up. The only alternative was to create an online library offering digital versions of the books. And believe me, our regular users took to it. The comments they left on social media were a real morale booster for me. Also, I soon started getting more and more online loan requests. Now my library also offers a platform where ideas and views about books and art are exchanged.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Jane, people are reading fewer and fewer books, so how does your library keep its doors open?
When I noticed a significant drop in the number of users, I felt at a loss. I could either reduce our opening hours or close the library altogether. However, I knew that many library users would be shocked and upset if I had to give up. The only alternative was to create an online library offering digital versions of the books. And believe me, our regular users took to it. The comments they left on social media were a real morale booster for me. Also, I soon started getting more and more online loan requests. Now my library also offers a platform where ideas and views about books and art are exchanged.
Zapoznaj się z treścią zadania do tekstu trzeciego.